Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Oh, it's good to be here. It's getting closer and closer by the second. Closer to Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus visiting our houses, and I appreciate you visiting us today here on Auto World. Thank you for sitting back, relaxing. I'll be doing the driving today, so just you're sitting shotgun. I do appreciate that. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World, and Auto World has been around since 1992, many, many years. We are on many, many radio stations, folks, so coast to coast, nationwide. Very proud to say that. Very proud to say that you are making that happen. You. That's right. You're the star of the show. So at any one point in time, I want to make sure that you understand that I stop everything for you. Right in my own tracks, right here from my Santa sleigh, where I'm sitting in right now. Yeah, oh yeah, Bobby B. Esther, my PR director, and of course, my customer care expert, who cares, Willie? Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes care of emails. He's in the house, right over here to my left. Hey, Eddie. Yeah, you got it. He says, you're going to get to the emails. I am. But yeah, he slid a Santa sleigh in here, and it's kind of nice to sit in it and feel the vibes of Santa. You know, giving is, 'tis the season right now. This is the time of year you want to give. Even if you don't have to give money. You don't have to give gifts. What can you give that people really, really do enjoy is just to sit down and visit. That's right. Just sit down like we are today. Listen to each other, talk to each other, and just talk about life and have fun with it. That's, give your time to people. Volunteer your time. Yeah, time, just like you're doing right now. And thank you for volunteering your time right now with us here at Auto World. I really, I salute you. Give you a big hug if you are here. I am giving you a hug right now behind the silver microphone. Oh, yes, thank you. Today on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun for all 3 hours. Every hour is different, though, okay? So understand that every hour is different. That means that the content, the emails are different. The fun is different. For example, let's do it. Hand me the rusty hubcap. Eddie, the engine emailer, that's where the menu is. There's the hubcap. Got to be careful. This thing's got... They sprayed some WD-40 on it here a couple weeks ago, but it didn't work long. Didn't last long. Work or last long. Anyway, we got the hubcap here, and this is what we're going to be doing today here on Auto World. First and foremost, you're the star of the show. Memorize this phone number. This is the phone number that's been around since 1992 here for Auto World. It's 855-660-4261. Our email, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's simple, isn't it? See, Auto World Radio, that's what you're listening to right now. Auto World Radio, one word, @yahoo.com. I welcome your emails throughout the show live and also during the week, whatever and whenever you'd like to talk to me through email. We look at them, we talk to them, we help you at all times, and again, I ask you folks to deliver, and that's what it's all about. Every week, our show is growing, and I'm very proud to say that, very honored. Thank you for telling your friends and telling and calling and emailing and radio stations and all, and having them take more than just 1 hour or 2 hours. Take all three. That's what it's all about. Take the whole menu at the restaurant. We are very hungry, aren't we, for information and help. I'm an ASC certified master technician for 45 plus years. It's not hard to say it. It's just I can't hardly believe that it's been this many years. And yes, the cars have changed. I get asked this, Mark, has the cars changed for the better? They really have. I do remember, and think about this, folks, how many cars, or maybe even you, were stranded on the side of the highway, the road, wherever you might be, where maybe just a silly, stupid V-belt, you know, broke. It snapped. And a V-belt is the old rubber style belt. Now we have serpentine-type belts that very rarely snap or break. One belt runs it all. I mean, things have changed. Things have got better. I really can't say that the price has got better. You know, I mean, the price just heads north. So with that, I welcome your emails. I welcome your phone calls. Also, Facebook. Facebook me @Mark Evans is my address. You can follow me there. We're full up. Darn it. I that organization says you only get 5,000 friends, and, you know, we've got a lot of friends here. But remember, too, you can follow me there, and you can follow me on Instagram. And that address is Auto World Radio. And, of course, can't forget the podcast. You can always go back at the podcast at whenever time is good for you. All you have to do there is just Google. Just Google it, Auto World, Mark Evans. Thank you. Now, let's get to it. First hour here, Mercedes-Benz drops out. Yeah, they completely drop out of the picture. But Honda returns, so stay tuned for that. And what do they return to? And Mercedes-Benz, I can't believe Mercedes-Benz dropped out. And it's not their fault. Well, might be. But Honda returns back into the NADA. So get ready for that. And I have for you, we did post this on the Facebook. We have the Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. The most American-made car of 2022. We're at the end, almost here, to 2022. And I thought it would be fun to, you know, find out, really, is there any American-made cars at all anymore? There is. And I have for you the most American-made car of 2022 coming your way. We also have, what does the North Pole and Kia have in common? They do have something in common that's coming to you here today. And I have the segment back. You folks have yearned for it. I know you have. Did you hear? So stay tuned for that segment. Did you hear? At all 3 hours, we're going to be doing, of course, trivia. I've got emails coming out of the email bag and, of course, taking your emails live all 3 hours. And we're going to divide this up for the third hour, all 3 hours. We're going to start it. The bottom of the list, that's usually number 10, and that's where we're going to start. We're going to go 10, 9, 8, 7, all the way up to number 1. You're going to hear the 3, 10, 9, and 8. The top 10, we call this segment, Did You Know? The top 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers. Listen up, all of you. The top 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers. You, my friends, might be sitting there in the city and state with the worst drivers. I know you're a good driver. Your neighbor isn't, though. So stay tuned. And by the way, the city I'm sitting in right now, we're on the list. I'm getting embarrassed. Can you see it? Oh, I got to hide my face. Oh, we're on radio. Gosh, I still want to hide my face because Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting here in the Auto World Plaza live, sitting in the Santa sleigh, we're on that list. Not too proud of that. But anyway, we're going to go from number 10 and go up the list. And on the third hour of Auto World, you're going to hear 3, 2, and 1. Who's the number one top 10 out of the top 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers? How does that happen? Well, we're not paying attention. Second hour of Auto World. Let's get to it. A little tease here for you. A dealer, community charging. What's that all about? Yep, the dealers are got some community charging going on there. And, we've got that recall. Head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, Auto World Radio. We have a picture of a melted system. I mean, I'm talking melted. Kind of like you do with chocolate. You melt it for your s'more. I've got a recall for you. Something about the PTC meltdown. This is serious. Very serious. What brand? I'll share that with you right now. Subaru. I know a lot of you own Subarus. Get your pen and paper and pencil out because you're going to have to take some notes. That's coming to you on the second hour about the PTC meltdown. If you've never had a chance to see a battery melt, head over to our Facebook page. You will see a battery that has melted. You know how those plastic batteries are in your car? They're called 12-volt batteries to get your car started. Have you ever had a chance to see one of those melt down to about half the size that they used to be? Well, you can now. Facebook address is my name, Mark Evans, or Auto World Radio. Head on over and take a look. That's coming up the second hour. Third hour, remember, well, we've got 67 examples were made before one came up that was worthy. Worst drivers. A hoverboard? What? Take a look at that. Whew, that's over on our Facebook page, too. We're going to take a little short break. We'll come right back with more treats right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let the tides roll, let me rock you in the ground.
That's what we do here at Auto Worlds. Let the good times roll. Welcome back in. Hey, we've got the third hour of Auto World coming up. If you do not get the third hour on our great Auto World affiliates that you're listening to on your favorite radio station, just head on over. First, you got to call the radio station, email them, or call them direct and say you want another hour, and let the PD, the program director, Let them know you want another hour. So if you can't get the third hour or the second hour and you only get the first, just head over to GCNLive.com. GCNLive.com. Coming up on the third hour, of course, I've got how a Ford Econoline van got away with $6 million. That's the third hour. Just a little bit of the third hour. Of course, a word with Mark at the very end of the third hour, which is the end of the whole entire program for the today. So, but what season's coming our way? Well, here's just a little bit of fun and taste. Out there on the freeway there, Santa. 'Tis the season. Good to have you along now. Santa, you do need to have an American-made car, don't you, to deliver the gifts? So, with that, the most American-made car of 2022 is the Lincoln Corsair. Yes, the Lincoln Corsair is the... Well, if you're looking around for a new vehicle, take a look at the Lincoln Corsair. American-made parts and components, you might want to look at it because of that. So the compact SUV tops all other products in the latest Made in America Auto Index, folks. An annual look at which products have, among other factors, the highest level of parts and labor from the United States and Canada. Detroit, of course, as you know, Motor City. Oh, yeah. Oh, Detroit Motor City. The big three automakers rarely, they dominate the chart, of course. But Tesla also landed in the top 10. Along with Honda, the only foreign-owned brand on the list. Volkswagen and Toyota, Hyundai and Kia, Nissan, Honda, all increased their U.S. United States content, while General Motors and Ford, Stellantis, presented drops in the domestic sourcing. And that is all according to the American University's Business School, which conducts this annual study. And big surprises. So the Lincoln Corsair. Lincoln is back with the Corsair. Go check it out, Santa. Now, Lincoln, of course, is a little bit of the Ford Motor Company. That's right. Two versions of its Lincoln Corsair. One with a gas engine and the other with a plug-in hybrid drivetrain. Jumped 44 spots to nab a tie for first. Congratulations, Lincoln. Now, I have got for you some numbers. And these numbers mean a lot to us. Let's go up and take a look at them. Well, what I have is a manufacturer score for United States sourced content this year as compared to, well, let's go back a couple of years, 2015's. Talking about old car versus new cars at the start of the program, new cars have changed. Yep, back in 2015. Now, this is a source content that is in the cars. Ford at 65, that's what they scored back in 2015. And today they're at 66.5. General Motors also went down. They started in 2015 at 66, and now they're 60. Volkswagen back in 2015 was 8.2. Now they're 11.4. They've gone up. Toyota, congratulations. You've gone up too. 27.5 in 2015 versus the 2022, 32.5. Nissan, back in 2015, had a 22 score, and then now 28. Congratulations, they've gone up. Honda's gone up. They started in 2015 with 50 sourced out parts scoring, and then 57 today. But Lincoln Corsair has won that the car with the most American-made parts. Just awesome. I salute you. And I wanted to do a little shout-out here, get to Facebook, because we have this up on our Facebook page, and we have a gentleman here that in fact, we'll do it right now. John, he says he reviewed the Lincoln Corsair PHEV recently and was very impressed. And, John, thanks. He gets me there on Facebook. Absolutely. Very nice automobile. And, you know, first I want to say that I'm not here to sell a car. I'm here to give you positive, correct information, and some of you might want to go ahead and knock on the door again of Lincoln. I guess that's a knock. Anyway, congratulations, Lincoln. Ford Motor Company, of course, the top-end luxury side of the Ford. American, the most American-made car for 2022 with the most American-made parts. Congratulations. And you know what that all means, folks, is that the American-made cars are us, United States people. Making them. Involved with them. It's awesome. It's time for a little trivia on Auto World. In 1923, a radio was first offered as an accessory. In 1923. In the 1939 Buick, he introduces turn signals as standard equipment. Back in 1939. Buick. Thank you, Buick, for doing that. I'm driving my 38 Plymouth around, and there's no turn signals. And, you know, I really don't know if the person behind you is going to believe that arm, that left arm you got hanging out the window. And, boy, dude, I just love putting the arm out the window in the wintertime with, in 1938 with an original heater in it. What heater? Right. You're freezing. You got to have the window down. I'm turning right now. Turning left now. So this time of year, be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for what you own. Be thankful that you don't have to roll the window down to tell the person behind you that you're going left. Who in their right mind in today's times even knows what that means? When you put your left arm out in a 90-degree pivot, come on, what's that mean? Careful, put the fingers down. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Mark Evans. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Did you hear? You'll know that when we come back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Japan needs to increase its military spending in the face of the grim reality of the threat from China and North Korea, a senior member of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party said on Sunday during a visit to Taiwan. Although Chinese claimed and democratically governed Taiwan and Japan do not have formal diplomatic ties, they have close unofficial relations and both share concerns about China. An international team of legal advisors has been working with local prosecutors in Ukraine's recaptured city of Kherson in recent days as they began gathering evidence of alleged sexual crimes by Russian forces as part of a full-scale investigation. Their efforts are part of a broader international effort to support overwhelmed Ukrainian authorities as they seek to hold Russians accountable for crimes they allegedly committed during the conflict, now nearly 10 months old. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Need the steel-toed boots just to be able to slam that clutch in and out of that floor. Clutch, what's that? Clutch pedal? Gone. All automatics. As long as we all have a go pedal, that's all that matters, right? And we've got the go pedal down right now. We're in first gear. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. And I got to ask you, did you hear? What? Yeah. Did you hear that you might get some money sent to you from Hertz? Hertz Rent-A-Car. Why is that? Well, you must not have heard. Well, Hertz announced a $168 million settlement because of the wrongful arrests of customers for stolen rental cars. Were you involved with that? See, Hertz Rent-A-Car has gone through a lot of problems here in the last 2-3 years, of course. But the Hertz Rent-A-Car company made national headlines back in 2020 when many of its customers, you and I, were wrongfully arrested after the vehicles were rented and reported stolen. Huh? Yeah. Well, in a statement released here just recently, just like a day ago, make that 2 days ago, released by the Hertz Global Holdings, the company announced that they have reached a settlement for its 364 pending claims related to vehicle theft, where they were going to pay approximately $168 million out. Maybe you might receive a check. Hertz had claimed that these false theft reports were the result of its struggles with filing for bankruptcy. However, reports, which they did, reports for the falsely stolen vehicles continued even after the company, friends, surfaced out from the bankruptcy in 2021. Yeah. According to the CEO of Hertz, he's taking responsibility for all 364 claims. his intention to lead a company that puts the customer first. Again, he's going to try to make it first again. Of course, we've talked here on Auto World that they're putting Teslas, and they have, in their fleet, electric cars. So, with that said, the professionals at Hertz are changing their tune a little bit. They're going to continue, I understand, to work every day to provide the best-in-class service for you and I, and tens of millions of us will be served better every year moving forward. Thank you, Hertz. I appreciate it. Send me the check. Did you get in trouble? Were you one of the people that made national headlines because you stole a Hertz car and you really did not? 855. This is our number. 855-660-4261. I'd like to hear from you. 168 million. Divide that up. 364 claims. Looks like you're getting paid off quite well there. Hopefully you didn't spend any time in jail and everything went good for you. But that's a segment we call Did You Hear? Remember, you can always go back on the podcast. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans and you can tune in again there and listen on that in case you're wondering, yeah, I did get cuffed. I need my money out of the $168 million settlement. With that, let's help you with emails right now at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I'd love to hear from you. And with that, let's do a little shout out to get to my one of our listeners here, Bill. He doesn't say where he's listening to us from, but I want to share and help. I'm going to email you, Bill, here after the show, and we're going to talk a little bit about your car. I'm going to read the email first and help everyone here too, because Bill says here, he emails us at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. He says he lives in a rural area with deer appearing out of nowhere. He's considering upgrading his brakes with slotted and drilled discs. He found a kit for around $1,000, including calipers. He says, my local independent shop suggests not doing it because the additional braking power would be, well, wouldn't help, I guess is the best way, unless running the car on a racetrack is what the shop said to him. His car is a 2015 Chrysler 200C with a V6. And he asks, what say you to me? Of course, thank you, Bill. I want to shout out to you. And again, let me know, Bill, where you're listening to us from, on what station, and or a GCN Live or an app or whatever. That'd be great. And I'd like to send you a little gift packet out too, Bill. And I want to help you with that. And so, Bill, from what I understand, you want to stop quicker, faster, because you do not want to hit a deer. And I applaud you. Yes, none of us do not want to hit a deer. So, Bill, you want to stop quicker to be able to not hit one. And you got to remember your reaction time from the go pedal over to the brake pedal. First off, here's a couple things. Yes, it's money. $1,000 is your this kit that you found to have, you know, the drilled discs and slotted discs. Better calipers. Now, here's the whole thing with that kit, Bill, and this goes out to all our listeners, is whenever you get drill or slotted discs, they do not get hot. And that's why your independent repair shop, Bill, said to you, unless you're out racing your 200C on a racetrack, it really doesn't matter. Well, they are right in a certain sense there that you will have, you know, your brake pedal will stop your car, but I would like to make sure that you can not apply as, you know, I don't want you pushing as hard as you have to push just to miss a deer. So when you do have a better braking system, calipers, and these calipers of today's and those kits are quicker to respond. That means that piston that is getting pushed by that brake fluid from your brake pedal, you know, you push it and you're pushing brake fluid down that to make that piston get out there. The disc brake pads are better, Bill, also. The slotted rotors, the pads are designed to carbon fiber that you're buying in that kit. Those pads are designed to grab that rotor now. There's no hesitation. So it does stop you quicker, but remember your action time, between the go pedal and the brake pedal. Got to remember that. But one big key to that, so my belief is, yes, is it worth $1,000? That's up to you. I'm going to say this, if you're going to keep the 2015 Chrysler 200C for a long, long, long time, and you're going to be applying the brake pedal in that long, long, long time theory, at 100,000 miles plus, then it's worth it. Because slotted and drilled out, disc brake rotors, Bill, they don't get hot as fast, and they cool off quicker. So your brake pads will last longer, and, of course, those graphite rotors will last longer. So, Bill, if you spend $1,000 and your neighbor does not, and he's driving or she's driving the same road, they're going to go through basically that 100,000 miles. They'll go through two sets of brakes to your one or maybe none, and you'll be able to, well, stop about a fraction of a second quicker, maybe even quicker than that. But anything we can do to not hit a deer. You don't want to swerve either, by the way. That's the whole key. So, Bill, yeah, absolutely. And that goes out to everybody. Thank you, Bill. Let me know where you're listening to us from, and I do appreciate it. It does mean a lot when you upgrade. A lot of people, I can talk a lot about oils, too, meaning a lot. I get these questions all the time. Do I need to upgrade from conventional oil to a synthetic, Mark? Do I do a blend, Mark? What's a blend? That means you have a little conventional oil in the same bottle as you have synthetic oil. It's a blend. Yes. Do full synthetic, though, please. Full synthetic. Do not do a blend. Upgrade, and you'll always enjoy it. I kind of like to do that with my T-bone steaks at the restaurant. Woo. We'll be right back, and we're going to upgrade the next segment. Going to that list, top 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers. What?
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Well, I ask an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I ask him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5.
Electric trucks.
Drive, 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 drive.
Electric semis are coming your way. We've talked about it. They're driving them. They're on the highway. They're on the freeway. Hey, I want to do a little shout-out to Bill real quick that I was just talking with there on the live about his brake question. Bill, thank you for the compliment. I appreciate that. I really do. You just basically, Bill enjoys the show. And that's thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. It's the best paycheck I could ever have right there. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, now you're going to know something that you might not have known. The survey's out again on the top 10 United States cities with the worst drivers. What's this? Why is this? How come we... Why, Mark? Why? Well, because if I kind of talk a little bit about it, maybe we'll all put the cell phone down, stop texting, and concentrate on driving. 10 and 2, please. So I've got the list. We're going to start at the number 10 spot here on the first hour. And on the third hour, we're going to see who's number 3, 2, and 1. So number 10, 9, and 8. Well, let's do a little bit of a... Let's find out what this is all about. According to the study by Insurify, approximately 17.2% of the drivers in the United States have an alt-fault violation on their driving record. Well, your poor driving habits only increase in major cities, with an average of 20.7% of drivers with an alt-fault violation. And in the 10 worst cities to drive in the United States, the stats have been going up and up and up. 25.4%, which is 48% higher than the national average in the big cities. Now, here lately, I just came back from Seattle, and boy, I tell you what, folks, slow up. Slow up. Keep your eyes tending to it, please. It was crazy out there. I thought I was on a Frogger course. You know, remember the old electronic Frogger game? That's what I felt like. Anyway, based on the analysis that was done, 4.6 million insurance applications. 4.6 million insurance applications. The 10 U.S. cities with the worst drivers, you and I, in 2022. Let's go at the bottom of the list. Number 10, Charleston, South Carolina. You made number 10. Number 9, Toledo, Ohio. Toledo, Ohio. You're number 9. Who's number 8? Cincinnati, Ohio. Number 8. On the second hour of Auto World. Okay, I'll give you number 7. Columbia, South Carolina. Oh, no! You folks are listening to us. So, if you're listening, make sure that you... Hands on the steering wheel, please. Thank you.
There you go. Thank you. Coming up on the second hour, you're going to find out who's 6, 5, and 4. And then on the third hour, 3, 2, and 1. And I hate to say it, the city I'm in right now, Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting live, folks, listening on KBOI, Newstalk, KBOI, 93.1 FM, and also AM 670. You're on the list. You're going to find out what number you're at. Coming up, did we make the top three? You'll find out. Okay, now, do we have time right here on the, yeah, we do. Okay, let's do it. It's time to go into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, hand me the bag. Thank you. I'm going to dig in and get an email. Oh, there goes. Need to iron the ones out, Eddie, that I just wrinkled up. Sorry about that. Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Okay, we can read it. So when I say that, that means that a lot of you, I always say, send me an email, please. Try to stump the chump here. That's what the stump the chump emails are in that email bag. And Eddie, the engine emailer, takes care of it. And if you do not want me to read it live on the air, just put a note in there, and I will not read it, but I'll still help you, okay? So that's what it's all about. Mark, let's go on to here to the email. Mark, enjoy your show. Thank you. Listen, every week, wanted to get in touch with you concerning our Ford F-150 tow rig. First and foremost, thank you for saying that. We tow a camp trailer, snowmobiles, and I cut and haul firewood. So with that said, my F-150 sags in the rear when loaded. Mark, what do you recommend to fix this problem? We are now done using the truck in the winter. It sits idle in the winter. Great time right now to fix it. Thank you again for your show and all you do, Jay. Listening, says no, Jay. Jay's with us in Reno, listening in Reno. Well, Jay, thank you. Appreciate the compliment, my friend. I really do. Thank you. And you're listening. Let's do a shout out. A shout out to our great Auto World affiliate right there in Reno, Nevada. Shout out goes out to K. There's our shout out horn. Woo! Yeah. K N N R A M 1400. K N N R A M 1400. Sparks and Sun Valley and Carson City and Lake Tahoe and Truckee and Reno, Nevada. All 3 hours. Thank you. KNNR AM 1400 right there in Reno, Nevada. Thank you, Jay, for bringing us in. You folks have got some snow. I got some friends in that area. And yeah, Jay, snow? Oh, yeah. Load on the back of a Ford truck. There's two things we can do. Now, it's the preference is, I'm sure you've probably Googled it and you've blogged it, which a lot of us do. We blog things, our ideals and all, and that's okay with all that. Airbags is one choice, Jay, that you can put on the F-150. Airbags are, of course, I would not recommend you doing them yourself. You have to climb up underneath there and mount the on the axle tubes on right and rear, on the rear, on the right and the left of the axle tubes, and then mount it up on top. Then you got to run the air lines, and if you don't get the air lines, you can't kink them. You've got to make sure that they're not kinked. Then you got to put the port. You know what I'm getting at? This goes on and on and on, Jay. But airbags is one option. I've actually had some customers do that. Another option is, remember, airbags eventually will leak. The lines could leak. The compression fittings could leak. You're constantly, maybe in about a year, year and a half, depends on how much firewood you're putting on those airbags. Well, you end up with leaks. And then you're going to be chasing a leak with the best way to do that. Little Auto World tip right off the bat. Put some dishwash soap in a spray bottle with some water. Mix it up. Spray it on there if you think you have a leak, and you're going to see big, big bubbles where the leak is. Makes it simple, Jay. But you're not even there yet. So, think about that's the downgrade. You know, oh no, all those leaks could happen. The airbags will finally start leaking because of age. But they do hold, and they do ride. It makes the Ford F-150 ride nicer. I can say that as a positive. And then also, here in Boise, Idaho, we do have, I'll do a little shout out for them, Boise Spring Works. They've been around since the covered wagon. I mean, forever. They actually, see the springs, not Dog and Ford, but the springs that came with those trucks, no good. Throw them away. They collapse, as all of you F-150 folks know. You pull the springs off, is what your spring company does there in your town in Reno, and instantly then they throw them away. Yeah, you can re-arc them, but I don't recommend that. Why I say that is because your spring work company in your area there in Reno there, Jay, already has new spring steel leaves built. It's kind of like a guitar string. Once you play it so long, it's not there anymore. And that's what these springs are like. So they put new spring steel, it's arched correctly. It doesn't make your truck ever sag. It holds up for a long, long time, and one thing you don't have to worry about is the air leaking. So there's two options there that you can do. AirRide Technology is the company that I'd recommend for the airbags, and there's a lot of, you know, companies out there like that, but the AirRide Technology is the company that we use here at the Greasy Garage Shop to, when we build a hot rod, street rod, we do the Air Technology company because we do not want those airbags to leak on a hot rod, on a street rod. So anyway, but yeah, hopefully that helps. Jay, absolutely, and airbags and or new springs on the back, and you're rocking and rolling there. So back in the day, remember the Hijackers? They're back. Gabriel makes the Hijackers. You don't want to put those on there, but I'm just pointing out we used to have the Hijackers. In fact, I had them on my Dodge Coronet. They're not on there now, but we used to put the Hijackers on there to get that back end up. Look cool, you know, get the front end down, jack that back end up. Those days are long gone. So anyway, Jay, springs or air brakes, thanks. Send me an email that I can send you out a little gift packet, Auto World gift packet, because tis the season. Of course, everyone's going to get a gift packet here on Auto World. Detail gifts inside now. I want to make sure that F-150 smells good on the inside, Jay. Looks good on the inside. And of course, outside too. Wash drops. And throw away the hose, period. No hose needed. You can wash your own vehicle with a 5-gallon bucket out of your kitchen sink, put some warm water in it, and warm those hands up. That's what it's all about right there. Second hour, thanks, Jay. Appreciate it. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com is the address again. We're gosh, the garage door is already coming down here on the first hour, so I want to say, well, first off, thank you for joining me. Drive safe and motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.